to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Raging wildfires prompting urgent evacuations in the Texas Panhandle. ABC's Mola Lenghi is on the front lines.
We're about 25 miles north of Amarillo. This is one of several fires that continues to burn in Texas, scorching hundreds of thousands of acres of land, destroying scores of homes, and forcing dozens and dozens of communities to evacuate.
Operations paused at a nuclear weapons plant in Amarillo. Half a million acres burned so far in one fire that's said to be 0% contained. Donald Trump and Joe Biden each won their party's primaries in Michigan overnight, but a movement to cast a ballot for uncommitted over anger with U.S. Gaza policy generated more than 100,000 protest votes. Hunter Biden is set to appear on Capitol Hill today for a closed-door deposition with House Republicans still trying to impeach his father. No breakthroughs after what's being described as an intense Oval Office meeting between Biden and congressional leaders on averting a government shutdown. This is ABC News. New pressure on Israeli officials to find a way to free the hostages still being held after the Hamas attack on October 7th. ABC's James Longman is in Israel.
We're on the road, actually, with families and friends of those hostages still being held inside Gaza. They began their march this morning. This week, they're marching right the way up to Jerusalem. They are desperately pressing the Israeli government and the U.S. to get a deal to get their loved ones home.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge says there have been recent hopes for a ceasefire during the holy month of Ramadan. Negotiations are still continuing. The Army doesn't need quite as many people to be all they can be. It now says it will downsize about 24,000 positions, about 5% of the Army's current size. Officials say most of the cuts will be in positions that are already vacant. And Apple is apparently giving up on building a car. The Wall Street Journal says Apple has spent billions over the last decade on the car project. Some people involved could soon face layoffs. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Join us at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Cook's Choice on Thursdays. And Friday, Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Northwood Supper Club, Fifield, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Just look for the big deer.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is asking the state Supreme Court to take a case that would likely decide if abortion is legal in Wisconsin. Call's petition asked the court to bypass the Court of Appeals and rule on how the state's law should be enforced. A Dane County judge ruled last year Wisconsin law bans feticide but not abortion. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky is also asking the Supreme Court to take the case. It'll cost you more to get into a Packer game next season, anywhere from $4 to $10 more. The team is sending invoices to season ticket holders online this week. Even preseason games are going up $2 to $5. Even with the price increase, Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy says the cost of a Packer game is still below the NFL average. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leading into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Bucks sting the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, back home in Milwaukee, beat the Charlotte Hornets by 38 points, 123-85. Chris Middleton still out with an ankle injury. The Bucks have now won three in a row. What's made the difference? Head coach Doc Rivers.
I just think it was coming. I think health is the biggest difference. You know, everybody's playing other than Chris. I think our guys understand since the break, we don't have a lot of time, and so we have to get to it, and our guys are starting to do that.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers road game in Indiana delayed 25 minutes in the second half due to an alarm that went off in the arena. Finally, the game resumed and the Badgers lost to the Hoosiers 74-70. Baseball, the Brewers fall to the Angels 6-4. NFL, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked if Aaron Jones will have to take a pay cut again.
You know, we're working through all those contracts. That's part of this. We just got the cap number, so now we're kind of like, you know, looking at all those things. And yeah, those are always hard decisions.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, and we only get to say this once every 4 years. Tomorrow, February 29th, leap day tomorrow. We got roast turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, squash, and tropical fruit. Locations are in Park Falls, Phillips, Ogama, Kennan, and Brantwood. Price County Senior Dining, 715-339-2158. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a lot colder today. We'll get to around 17 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 20, gusting to 25. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits for most of the day. Tonight, clear 4 above. Tomorrow, sunny 42 by Friday. Sunshine with a high back up to 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top-engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS-authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and duros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and in stock for fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Kim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. We were on a lake in central Minnesota. The bite was really slow. But all of a sudden, we started catching perch after perch. What happened? I'll tell you, but first.
Like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today.
We got to the lake, we set up our shelter, and the fishing was slow. We made the rounds, talked to a bunch of other anglers, and they were having the same problem. There were a lot of perch down there, just couldn't get them to bite. We were watching them on the underwater cameras, and we could just see that these fish didn't seem to want our bait. We were trying a lot of different things, maggots, wax worms, different sized jigs, different colors. All of a sudden, I've got my lure on the camera, and I needed to take a little break, so I set my rod down, and the bait actually dropped to the bottom. It was a little teardrop jig, had two wax worms on it, and it dropped down to the bottom, and it was sitting there on the bottom, and a perch swam up and picked it up off the bottom and started to swim away. I lifted up my rod, set the hook, and reeled in a beautiful jumbo perch. Well, they wanted the bait on the bottom. All of a sudden, we started dropping our bait on the bottom, and the fish were picking it up, and we started catching them one right after another. Try different things. Sometimes it'll change the whole program. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot a pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Just to make the lousy bucks, got to feel it like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mama, can I remember? Big accordion solo. Shows and the movies, get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing, still I dance and I sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter with you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. So bad, it's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up your face. I sing it in the song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this is a song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing it the rest, and then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up your face. Okay, let's try it, really. Uno, due, three, what's the matter with you? Hey, God, no respect. Hey, what do you think you do? Hey, why you look so sad? Hey, it's a not so bad. Hey, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
Past 8. Here we go. Another edition of Reality Radio. Maybe our coldest edition of Reality Radio of the winter season on this 28th day of February. Temperatures getting up into the teens today, 30s tomorrow, and back to where we're supposed to be in winter, 50s and 60s for the weekend. It's rather unique out there, and we're testing our winter driving skills, which you haven't had tested much this year out there. Careful out there, because some of the snow, especially on the back road, is going to stick here probably through the day and maybe into the evening hours also. We got lots to talk about this morning. Price Ice Figure Skating has their yearly show coming up. We're going to chat about that a little bit. We're going to talk with folks involved with the potential of a new trap and skeet range here in the Park Falls area. They're working on that. So we got some folks in to talk a little bit about that. But we've got Craig in here from Bader's Sports Center to talk a little bit about the outdoors. Craig, good morning to you. How are we doing?
Good morning.
Bodies are adjusting to this this 50, 60-degree temperature change yesterday afternoon. I don't know about you, but I woke up this morning, and my body was just like, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, but we'll get through it. Nice weekend in store for us here. Lots going on at Bader Sports Center as we prepare for the spring and summer seasons ahead here. And we want to talk a little bit about some special sales you guys got going on right now. If people want to swing on in and check out, talk about some additional savings, Craig, you got going on there.
Right. We've got some Trail Crest flannel shirts, vests, hooded jackets, perfect for that transitional time.
Yeah.
Got those on sale, 25% off. Come on down, check those out. Right. Our camel clothing for the hunter folks.
Okay.
Coming out this spring, we've got Scentlock on sale match sets. We'll give you $50 off a purchase of a matched pair, and we also have some unmatched items or discontinued camo patterns. We've got those on sale, and we'll give you an additional $25 off the already lowered sale price.
All right.
And then Big Bill makes an excellent line of wool shirts and pants. Getting towards the end of the season where you need those, but stock up for next deer season.
Big Bill, all right.
Yeah, they're out of Canada. It's really, really nice stuff.
Really?
Okay. But we'll be running those sales through the end of March.
Okay.
And then Gamehide, which is a manufacturer of outdoor clothing, we're putting on sale just in time for the turkey hunters. That'll be starting in the middle of April. Anywhere from 15 to 20% off on our camo clothing for the hunting season. We have men's, ladies, and youth sizes available.
That turkey hunting continues to be very popular, isn't it? It keeps growing too, I think, doesn't it?
Yep. In fact, we've got a lot of turkey ammo in now. Like I talked about a couple weeks ago, we got some new turkey guns in, so please come in and check those out. Check your ammo stock. Okay. If you need some, we got it.
All right, all right. And as far as licensing goes and stuff like that, you guys can help them out in that area too, right?
Yes, we're a DNR license agent, and the new 2024 licenses will be available starting on Friday, March 1st. They will go through March 31st of 2025. Your current licenses are still available, are still usable through the end of March. And then one thing with fishing, it's getting a little iffy out on the ice. I see a few guys out there.
Mm-hmm.
But just a reminder to the fishermen that the game fish species, the walleyes, the northerns, that season will be ending on Sunday. Panfish are still open, but...
Okay, all right. Yeah, I mean, there's still some. I've talked to a few people who are up on the flowage. I don't know what the chain of lakes are like in Phillips, but be sure you're with somebody and know what you're doing out there. But there's still some spots that are okay.
Yeah, I see most of the guys are walking out now. I'm not seeing vehicles of any kind out there.
Yeah,
I'm hearing, as of last Monday, about 8, maybe 9 inches of ice, but with that warm weather we had the last few days, I'm sure that got eaten up.
Yeah.
This will help make some new ice.
Yeah, a couple of nights of close to zero will help to solidify it here. Maybe get us through the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we're supposed to be
60.
Like
60 on the weekend. Yeah, there's always something special about people who are standing out on the ice in short sleeves and ice fishing. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Be careful. Just be careful.
Just be careful out there.
All right. And you guys are on Facebook, too. We encourage people to like your Facebook page because you guys stay pretty active on there, right?
Yeah, we're posting stuff every day, our sale items. We will also be having a new online presence. I'm not sure when that's going to be up and running. But I'll have details on that, or you can give the store a call here in the next couple weeks, and we can fill you in on all that.
All right, so check out the Vader Sports Center Facebook page, and for those of you who are interested in the conceal and carry, our local NTC does do classes on that, and you guys can help them with that a little bit too if they need on the weapon side of it. But those conceal carry classes are something that are becoming more and more popular, aren't they?
Yeah. I stopped and I got some information from NTC on last year's class. They said it was going to be fairly similar, but I don't know about the date. Last year's course, it's a four-hour course. It was on May 20th last year. Goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Very worthwhile course. It talks about gun safety and what you can and can't do with a concealed carry permit.
Yeah, because you got to be careful with that.
Yeah.
Very careful with that. So if you're interested in that, NTC has those. And, of course, Bader's has all the supplies and stuff you need to make it happen. We talked last time about your new shipment of long guns and handguns that you got in. You've had a lot of people coming in and checking out those, right?
Yeah, quite a few. We also do gun transfers for people. So if they buy a gun online, we will take the transfer in. They do have to ship it to an FFL, Federal Firearms Licensee. We'll take care of the paperwork. There is a $35 charge for that and an additional $10 for a handgun.
Okay. All right. When it comes to the outdoors and doing all that stuff, Bader's is the place to be, right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips, a fourth generation, you told me now?
Fourth generation.
Fourth generation. And all the stuff you need to make it happen in the outdoors. And if you have any questions or want to come in and share any hot fishing spots with Craig, you certainly would appreciate that too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's looking like, I saw a story a couple weeks ago, it's looking like we may be in for a buck-only hunting season up here is kind of what they're leaning toward, isn't it, Craig?
That's what I'm hearing. I don't know how that's going to affect the number of people coming up, because there are guys that come up and meat hunt.
Yeah, they're looking for venison for the freezer. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's tasty stuff.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. I've noticed with the mild winter we've had and the lack of snow, I thought there would be more deer movement. But I drive quite a bit around the North Woods. I haven't seen many crossing the road. I don't know if they... If it's still just winter and they still bed down, or what's going on with that?
I'm not sure, but I know out by me, I can tell when the wolves and coyotes are around, because the deer are not out in the farm fields. And when those critters aren't around, then the deer are out in the fields in the evenings. So.
Yeah, it's a different time of hunting, that's for sure, different patterns. So Bader Sports Center, check them out on Facebook right on Highway 13 in Phillips. You guys open every day of the week? Or what?
7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, Friday and Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
All right, right on Highway 13 next to Pick and Save in Phillips. All right, Craig, always nice visiting with you. Thank you much.
All right, thank you.
You bet. More of Reality Radio at 8:25.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Pluto TV is as easy as it is free, and it's totally free. With over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies, finding what you love has never been easier. Just open the app and something good will already be playing, because it's curated by real humans who love TV as much as you do. So you'll spend a lot less time scrolling and a whole lot more time watching. That's why Pluto TV is TV the way it should be. All you need to do is download the app and start streaming. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Always a fun time of the year when we get springtime. We get the Price Ice Figure Skating Show, which is coming up. Michelle Smith will be in to talk about that.
We talked last week, and we will continue to talk in the next few weeks about the Northwoods players and their presentation of the Sound of Music, and the Shawamigan theater members will be joining us, I think, in a couple of weeks to talk about the Adams family that's going on. So a lot of fun stuff going on. And we got a special meeting coming up tomorrow that we want to make people aware of, the town of Lake. And we've got Austin Travis with us in here, who's one of the people who is involved with trying to bring a trap and skeet range to the Park Falls area. So, Austin, good morning to you. Thanks for being here.
Hey, morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So let's, before we talk about the meeting and how people can support this, let's talk about the drive behind doing this, first of all, and kind of your passion for this, and why do you think that, you know, a trap skeet range like this would benefit the people of Park Falls and the surrounding area?
Sure, yeah. So, you know, I grew up trap shooting, and, you know, we had a similar, something similar to Team Seal down in my hometown, and the amount of support and just the amount of enthusiasm behind it has just been amazing. So it just got some people talking over coffee one day, and it's like, gosh, you know,
that's where it always starts, right?
Yeah. Like, it'd be great to have something nearby. So, yeah. You know, and down in Phillips, is where they're currently shooting. And, I guess, you know, in our eyes, you know, like, hey, you know, what's one more place, to have a recreational outlet, you know, especially for the youth.
Yeah. So the town of Lake is having a special meeting, tomorrow. And we're looking at the a piece of property that you are looking to lease or purchase to kind of make this happen, right?
Right. Yeah. So just, you know, looking around on Onyx for parcels, and stumbled across the one in Town of Lake there. And, you know, it's out of town, but it's still relatively close to town. So yeah, from a logistics perspective, you know, I think it makes a world of sense.
Yeah.
So if we can work with the Town of Lake to hopefully work something out, that would that'd be awesome for the community.
So what's to talk up a little bit about the vision of, if this happens, the 37 acres are acquired, and kind of what the vision is to have this for the person who's listening right now, and maybe they're a hunter or an outdoorsman, they like to do that stuff, and so how would it benefit them, or how do you see it developing?
Sure. So, you know, ultimately, you know, we want to organize into a nonprofit organization for the benefit of Team Seal, but then also, you know, we want this open to the general public as well. You know, we're in the grouse capital of the world here, you know, so, you know, a lot of people wing shooting, and, you know, what better way to practice some wing shooting than shooting some traps, shooting some skeet, and then down the road, you know, some people out there say, well, gosh, you know, do you really need 37 acres? Well, we'd like to get a sporting clays, range in there as well, you know, just kind of cover all the traps, skeet, sporting clays, everything.
Skeet is something that isn't really in our area. It's kind of over in the Minocqua area. So talk a little bit about why that's, I guess, a little more unique. Is there a little bit more involved with that, or?
I guess that, so there's a high house and a low house, for those who don't shoot, I guess Google it for now if you need a little bit more explanation on how skeet works. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess there is a little bit more to it than just throwing a trap house out there. You know, maybe a little bit more space, and, you know, it's a crossing pattern versus a straight out trajectory. So, yeah.
So in the immediate Park Falls area, do we have a place where people can shoot? I know sometimes I hear gunshots, and I think there's a shooting range. So this is obviously trying to fulfill a need that's not there, right?
Correct. And there's multiple other organizations out there that they've got rifle shooting and you know, places to shoot rifles, pistols, stuff. And we're not looking to do that.
Right. That's like target shooting.
Yeah, straight up target shooting. You know, we're, you know, aerial sports. You know, trap, skeet, sporting clays.
Okay. All right. We're all learning together here a little bit. So on what's involved with this. So this 37 acres is located out on West Buckhorn Road. So talk about the meeting tomorrow night, and if people are sportsmen and this is something that maybe they could benefit from, they can come support this tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So the Town of Lake, and where's the meeting going to be held tomorrow then?
At the town hall there, at the intersection of B and E.
The intersection of B and E. Okay. Gotcha. All right. Gotcha. So that's tomorrow night, and we're starting the meeting at 6 o'clock. So if you just want to come and show your support for this and maybe be involved, because I think obviously there will be a lot of work going into this if it happens, but once that land is acquired, I think you always have a lot of people willing outdoorsmen. It's just like, oh, I'll be a part of that and I'll help volunteer. And I'm sure you've had a lot of people already come forward with that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Plenty of people coming out to, saying they'll volunteer, you know, either service or labor or, you know, maybe some local donations. But yeah, you know, overwhelming support lately. So yeah. It's been good. But hey, we'll never say no to more. So yeah. Anybody listening right now, if you're interested at all in the sport, we'd love to have you and definitely appreciate your help.
All right. So the Town of Lake Town Hall tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, is where they're going to discuss this, a possible sale or lease of the 37 acres on the West Buckhorn Road. It seems like a logical addition to our Northwoods lifestyle. It does, doesn't it?
For sure. Yeah. You know, it's another recreational outlet for us. You know, one more thing to do. We're really trying to focus on the team SEAL aspect of it.
And hats off to Coach Nesbitt, who started Team SEAL many years ago and continues on now with other volunteers. So that's just a growing sport. I mean, that's a huge growing sport, and I think this. The addition of this would probably be right along with that, right? Would help
absolutely.
People because there's a shooting where they shoot in Phillips, which is great, but we have folks up in Glidden and Mellon and stuff like that. That, you know, it's a little bit of a trek for them, so it'd be nice to have another outlet available, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Very good. Austin, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, if you want to show support for the trap skeet range, go on down to the Town of Lake Town Hall at the intersection of B&E. Outside of Park Falls, 6 o'clock. All right, Austin. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Good information. Let us know how it goes. Come back in and let us know if it happens and how people can help out. Okay,
yeah,
we'd love to have you back.
Certainly be in touch.
All right, more Reality Radio at 8:34. Let's get a news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Raging wildfires prompting urgent evacuations in the Texas Panhandle. ABC's Mola Lenghi is on the front lines.
We're about 25 miles north of Amarillo. This is one of several fires that continues to burn in Texas, scorching hundreds of thousands of acres of land, destroying scores of homes, and forcing dozens and dozens of communities to evacuate.
Operations paused at a nuclear weapons plant in Amarillo. 500,000 acres burned so far in one fire that's said to be 0% contained. Donald Trump and Joe Biden each won their party's primaries in Michigan overnight, but a movement to cast a ballot for uncommitted over anger with U.S. Gaza policy generated more than 100,000 protest votes. Hunter Biden is set to appear on Capitol Hill today for a closed-door deposition with House Republicans still trying to impeach his father. No breakthroughs after what's being described as an intense Oval Office meeting between Biden and congressional leaders on averting a government shutdown. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bridge that connects southwest Wisconsin to Iowa could be closed for 2 months. Transportation officials shut down the Blackhawk Bridge over the Mississippi River Sunday after the span was found to be moving slightly. The bridge is almost 100 years old and a replacement is being built nearby. For now, people will have to drive to Prairie du Chien or La Crosse to get across the river. Governor Evers is offering Republican state lawmakers a compromise on a plan to clean up PFAS pollution. Evers wants the Department of Natural Resources to have more authority to inspect water on private land. In exchange, Evers is asking the Joint Finance Committee to free up $125 million in grants for pollution cleanup in a bill that got final legislative approval last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The next Peaceful Gathering meal will be served Thursday, February 29th. The Peaceful Gathering is a free meal and all are welcome. The meal is served family style at 5:30 p.m. in the basement of Peace Lutheran Church at 600 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. Handicap parking and an elevator are available at the north entrance of the church. Questions? Please contact Peace Lutheran Church at 715-762-4541.
Leaning into local radio, 98 Q Country.
The Packers at the podium. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where after Jordan Love's success last season, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst getting a lot of questions about how to draft a quarterback.
For me, I've always thought certainly the amount of time and games you've played in college, I think, really does equate to some success at times. And over my time in the league, you know, that's gone down a lot. These quarterbacks are coming out earlier, and they seem to have less starts under their belt.
College basketball, strange night for the Badgers. An alarm went off in the second half, delaying the game 25 minutes in Indiana. The Hoosiers went on to win 74-70. Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Angels 6-4 in Arizona. NBA, the Bucks over the Hornets, 123-85. Doc Rivers says the Bucks are getting better on defense.
I thought we were very physical. I thought our hands were active. Our deflections over the last four or five games have just skyrocketed.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, tournament boys basketball front and center last night, and it was Division 5 action with the Butternut boys in action last night, and they fell in their game as they were taking on the number one seed in Rib Lake, and Rib Lake gets the win over Butternut last night, so Rib Lake and Thorpe now will meet coming up on Friday. Flambeau and Owen Withy, both winners last night also. Owen Withy knocking off Mercer. Winter and Hurley both winning last night. Winter with a home win over Gilman. Hurley hosting and knocking off Mellon. And Athens a winner. They'll travel to Drummond now coming up on Friday. The Shawamigan boys, tough loss as they travel to Iola Scandinavia. Iola Scandinavia wins at 64-53 to advance on to travel to Edgar. And the Phillips boys with a 65-60 win at home last night over Spencer. They now will travel to Auburndale. We'll have that game for you on Friday night. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
White or wheat, classic or old-fashioned, with or without sesame seeds. With so many choices, selecting the right bun for perfectly grilled burgers, hot dogs, and brats can seem overwhelming. Baked right here in the Midwest, the Bakers and Village Hearth made your choice easy. As long as you see the familiar Village Hearth logo on the package, you know you're selecting the freshest, most flavorful buns available. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a lot colder today. We'll get to around 17 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 20, gusting to 25. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits for most of the day. Tonight, clear 4 above. Tomorrow, sunny 42 by Friday. Sunshine with a high back up to 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
All right. We'll believe that 17 when we see it. It's quite a change out there. Happy birthday wishes. Happy 4th birthday to Ray J. Ray J. Smart is celebrating a birthday from Grandma and Grandpa and the whole family. Ray J., happy birthday to you. You're in for the cake drawing Friday morning, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One here in Park Falls. If you're celebrating a birthday today, you share your birthday with country singer Jason Aldean. You think that's his real name? I'll just ask you quickly. Jason Aldean, real name. Usually country artists, they're not big about changing their names around. But Jason Aldean did a little bit. His real name is Jason Aldean Williams. Aldean is spelled A-L-D-I-N-E. But, of course, he changed it for whatever reason to A-L-D-E-A-M. So Jason Aldean, country singer. I would say one of the biggest country solo stars going right now. And he is 47 today, still a young man. Allie Larder, the actress from TV's Legends and Heroes and Others, is 48. Tangi Miller, am I saying that right? T-A-N-G-I. If you got a name like that, you just have given into the fact that it's going to be mispronounced. So Tangi or Tangy, I like Tangy because it reminds me of the orange drink. The actress is, she was in Felicity. The show, 50 today. Who else here? Eric Lindros, the often injured NHL star. He announced his retirement back in 07, but was pretty good when he was healthy. Eric Lindros is 51. Rory Cochran, the actor from CSI Miami, Dazed and Confused, is 52. Robert Sean Leonard, the actor, Dead Poets Society, TV's House, 55 today. John Turturro, the actor, is 67. Gilbert Gottfried, who had one of the most annoying comic deliveries of all time, but I found him entertaining. the comedian, actor, I'm not even going to try to impersonate Gilbert Gottfried. I don't know if we have, if I have a clip of him. Hang on, let me just see. Gilbert, probably good that we don't. No, we don't. So Gilbert Gottfried, YouTube it. Very annoying delivery, but you may find it funny. He's born on this day, 1955. He passed in 2022 from a chronic heart illness. Bernadette Peters, the Broadway film actress, singer. She became famous, I think, when she did The Jerk with Steve Martin. She was Steve Martin's girlfriend, wife in that movie. She was also in Pennies from Heaven. Her real name is Bernadette Lazara, and she's 76 today, Bernadette Peters. Yeah, still going strong. Bubba Smith, the College Football Hall of Famer, two-time Pro Bowl selection, became an actor and appeared in about 20 movies, including the Police Academy series. Bubba Smith, Charles Aaron Bubba Smith, born on this day, 1945, passed in 2011. Joe South, he had his own hits called Games People Play and Walk a Mile in My Shoes. He wrote a lot of songs, too, for Billy Joe Royal, Down in the Boondocks, Deep Purple, the Tams, the Osmonds. Good songwriter, born on this day, 1940. Joe South passed back in 2012. Mario Andretti, the legendary race car driver. He was actually born in Croatia. Mario Andretti Sr., I guess you can call him. He's 84. 84 today. Gavin McLeod, the TV actor. He was Captain Steuben on The Love Boat. You know, the dry one. He wasn't really the comedian. He was more of the dry, the captain of The Love Boat. It's a good title to have, isn't it? The captain of The Love Boat. His real name is Alan George C. Gavin McLeod is what they call him. Born on this day in 1931. Passed in 2021. And Charles Durning, the actor, who was seen in TV's Rescue Me, Every Shade, and Everybody Loves Raymond, was in that too, was twice nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas in 1982. And a year later for To Be or Not to Be. Charles Durning, born on this day, 1923. He passed in 2012.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
2 seconds left on the clock, third field goal range, and it looks like he's going to go with a 5-iron. No, wait. The quarterback is skating back on the ice. He's talking with his caddy. They're pulling the goalie. He skates off the fairway as the kicker lines off his putt. It's a breakaway. They bundle their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Touchdown savings, birdie goal.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Score big with CompuMold Tool and Design as your go-to comprehensive mold manufacturing company. We're dedicated to exceeding your expectations. Deliver top-quality molds with lightning-fast lead times and competitive prices is our game plan. Located on South Airport Road in Phillips, Wisconsin, we're your winning team. Lady Loggers, shoot for greatness in your tournament journey with confidence. We've got your back. Trust CompuMold to elevate your game and take your projects to new heights. Join forces with us and experience the winning difference today.
At 8:46, it's time to get updated on what's going on with the Shawamigan School athletic-wise. The high school athletic director, Darren Patterson, joining us. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, Joel. Did you wear your snow pants and snow jacket this morning?
Oh, a little bit. I was thinking this morning, Darren, this might be the easiest winter sports season as far as scheduling you've ever had with virtually no cancellations. There's nothing moving around. That's got to be nice for the athletic director.
I think you're right. I think this is my 10th year of doing athletic director duties here, and this was the best winter ever.
Yeah.
We had one cancellation this year on a on a boys' basketball game. And it wasn't us that canceled. It was a school further south of us where they got a little bit more snow. But that was it.
Yeah.
It's almost like a, I don't know, it's like a perfect report card in some ways.
Yeah, well, spring always makes up for it, so don't get too excited, all right?
Well, I know that. I know.
Well, let's put a wraps on Team Seal Hockey because they did get an exhibition game in after their tournament game. And they're building with some good numbers. They're looking forward to some good things here over the next couple of years. But they got a little exhibition game in last Friday to wrap up their season, right?
Yeah, they played, they call them a U-16 team. It was a team from Iron River, Michigan. And it was kind of a feel-good game for Team Steel Hockey. They won 3-1. And, you know, kind of puts a nice positive spin on the season. From what I'm hearing from people in the hockey program, they're anticipating to have some more numbers next year, and that should help them be more competitive, at least from that regard. But yeah, there's a lot to be built on there and from the season. And I always kind of think of the kids the last couple of years I've been playing hockey, you know, shorthanded, is the most important thing is they're keeping the program alive. So that hopefully someday when our numbers do go up, you know, we can compete at a good level. So I certainly commend everyone associated with that operation of hockey. Tip of the cap to them. And my goodness, they play so hard. They really do. They do a nice job. And also a tip of the cap to their coaches, Kevin Beeble and Thad Krause. They just do a wonderful job.
All right, so Team Seal wrapping up their season. The girls wrapped up their season also. We've talked before, 9 freshmen out of the 12 or so that are on the team. They had some good positives, a couple of wins here and there this year. So their Coach Ernst building that young squad.
Yep. And, you know, to think where we were last year to this year, we are light years ahead of at least being in a better position. And, you know, to kind of just put it into perspective, we didn't finish our girls basketball season last year. This year we did. Now, granted, it was with the 9 freshmen that you alluded to, but, you know, we won 4 games. I mean, that's just tremendous, actually, if you think about it from that sense. But, we're anticipating there's only one way for us to go, and that's up. And, you know, a lot of kids got some valuable experience, and now it's going to be on them in their off season, you know, to come into the gym, work on their dribbling, their fundamentals, their shooting, all that stuff. That's going to be crucial for them. Because one thing that we've discovered, Joel, is if you don't stay on target, you know, kids in other communities are, you got to put in the time, or because our neighboring schools, they certainly are. And if you want to have competitive sports, or in this case, basketball, as we're talking about the girls, you got to put in the time. So I feel pretty good that we have a committed group there that's going to do that.
All right. Great stuff. The boys wound down their season last night. Always tough to win on the road. In tournament time, they gave Iola Scandinavia a pretty good battle. That was kind of the pattern this year, that they were always competitive in most games, but when it came down to the end, they just weren't able to finish, and that was kind of the case last night.
It was. Just one of those things, and Iola Scandinavia, they are big, too. They had a 6'7 guy, a 6'5 guy, and a 6'4 guy. I mean, they're just big. And then some of their wings, they're muscled up a little bit, too. So they're a good young team. They're very young, too. But we knew we would have to play kind of a mistake-free game. And for the most part, our boys played pretty good. I'll say this, Joel. I was there at the game, and they left it all on the court. I mean, you can't lack them for the lack of effort last night. They played their hearts out, and kind of one of those things where it's like I was saying, you had to play mistake-free basketball to give yourself a chance. And we really kind of finished with a bang. We kept kind of extending the game a little bit, or tried making it close at the end with some three-pointers that AJ Morgan and Marcus Purdy were putting in at the end. But we just kind of couldn't go over that hump. And you're exactly right, this season, and it didn't really seem to matter who we played, a lesser team, average team, good team, we seemed to play with everyone, kind of playing at the level of our competition. But we'd always kind of be in that, we're down 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 points, but then the scoring margin would kind of stay right in that. But speaking of girls, we're young too with the boys basketball. We didn't have 9 freshmen playing like the girls, but we're relying on a lot of contributions from sophomores this year. So we'll see how that goes for them too, and here in the off season. And you know, just keep building, keep working at it and trying to get better.
Yeah, Cooper Mikulski, a nice sophomore to build around. And you mentioned Marcus Purdy in there, too. We had three seniors, I think, Jeremiah McGuell, Robert Schinnebeck, and AJ, I believe, were the three seniors. And they've been, I think, three kids that were with it all the way through from the young age. I remember Jeremiah as a younger player, and three players that just have been with the program for a lot of years. So hats off to them for sticking with it all the way through.
Yeah, and, you know, it's nice, and I should mention this too, A.J. Morgan surpassed the 1,000-point mark last week with our last home game against Abbotsford, so that was a neat accomplishment for him. And then I do want to mention Jerry McGull. He's had so many injuries with his legs, and this was really the first time that he actually was able to play like a full high school basketball season. So it was nice for him to be there, and he's a wonderful kid. And then Robert Schinnebeck, the other senior, just a great hustler. And, you know, he'd do anything for you. He'd give anyone the shirt off his back. So three really good kids, and they certainly left a good standard here for next year's group and the following group. And hopefully that carries on with some other kids. They certainly did a good job in that regard.
Exactly. And the wrestling program wrapped up. I don't think we had a chance to talk with you last week, but the wrestling program wrapped up their season. Weren't able to get anybody on to state this year, but had some good successes within conference and regionals, and building again for next year.
Yep, we came up short not getting an individual through to state this year, but, you know, it was a wrestling season in transition. We, you know, Scott Hilgart was a new coach there for us, but, you know, we started out with a tremendous bang, a lot of enthusiasm with the wrestling program, and for the most part, we were able to maintain it throughout the season. We did have a few, you know, injuries kind of surface along the season that kind of derailed us just a little bit. But I'm telling you, it was very encouraging to see the increase of participation with our wrestling program. So when you go to tournaments or duels or things like that, it's nice when your weight classes are being filled. And that was probably the most encouraging thing with our wrestling program. And we have a good thing going too right now with our middle school wrestling, which is in their season. And we got a very, very involved youth wrestling program right now, something that we haven't had in a number of years here. So there's some good signs there that wrestling's on the upswing as well.
All right. So that puts a wraps on our winter sports season. Pitchers and catchers report soon. I talked to Coach Herbst the other day, and I promised him no major snowstorms so he could have an early spring out on the field out there.
Well, you didn't help last night with that. But
that was just a little bit. Just a little bit.
And it'll all be gone in a couple of days anyway, not tomorrow, I guess. So
yeah, we look forward to the spring track and baseball and softball and such. All right, well, Darren, we appreciate you taking time to update us each week.
Yeah, and I do want to say, too, because I noticed that Steven Jetland was at the game doing the game last night. So on behalf of the Shawamun School District, we'd like to thank the radio station and Steven for making the trip, and then all the sponsors in the area that make putting on high school sports on the radio waves possible. So thank you to everyone.
You bet. Steve does a nice job. We're very excited to have him aboard. So, all right, Darren, thank you much. Have a great week.
You too.
Darren Patterson, he's a high school athletic director for the Shawamigan Schools. Yeah, Steve Jetland, his first year of doing high school sports play-by-play, did a fabulous job. So we look forward to hearing him hopefully with baseball and softball coming up as his season is done. But we've got Phillips action, of course, coming up tomorrow night. And Jeff Hakenham will be down in Ladysmith to bring you that sectional semifinal game featuring the Loggers. And then Friday, Jeff will be traveling to Auburndale as Phillips will travel to Auburndale for boys action. So Jeff's not done quite yet. Action Thursday and Friday for you. 98Q Country, Jack FM, and the Tavern League of Price County are unwavering in our advocacy for promoting drink responsibly this summer while you're out at area festivals, parties, fairs, and Tavern League member activities. We remind you, don't drink and drive. Get a designated driver. This reminder comes to you from this business.
Visit John Seema Corner Bar and Grill, home of the Smash Burger, featuring 2 quarter-pound patties loaded with 2 layers of onions and cheese, served on a brioche bun. Or try the grilled Philly smash burger served on Texas toast and enjoy a 2 or 3 piece fish fry on Friday for under $12 at John Seema Corner Bar and Grill, where John never skimps on the cheese. Open 7 days a week and located 3 miles south of Phillips at the corners of 111 and Highway 13.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is gonna be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Well, Darren touched on the great sponsors. We have the help to bring us high school coverage throughout the season. And we want to take a moment and salute one of those, Shawamigan Home Furnishings. They've just been a great supporter of our area youth and athletics. And they support them all. They support all the high school games that you hear on the radio. So thank you, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, for your support. Some notes here before we get into the news. We'll talk about Price Ice Figure Skating Show. This Saturday, the Fifield Fire Department's having a very special event. They're serving lunch, and they got all kinds of raffle baskets. And there's a bags tournament going on, too. So go on down there. A lot of people go on down there just to grab a bite to eat, kind of hang around a little bit, have a beverage. You'll have some cold beer there, too, and enjoy a brat, burger, or hot dog from the Fifield Grocery Store. And there's sweet treats that are always made, too. For that event, that's always one of my favorites, the sweet treats they have in there. They got baskets, a lottery tree, gift cards. There'll be all kinds of raffles going on. And there's a bags tournament going on, too. And there'll be some top-level players. There'll be at least one professional player there. That's not me. From Michigan, a friend of ours is going to come down and play with us. So you're going to see some really good bags throwers, some good local ones, too. The tournament starts at noon. The event starts at 11 at the Fifield Fire Hall, and it's going to be a beautiful day. Temperatures are going to be in the mid-50s for that for Saturday. It's going to be easy in, easy out at the Fifield Fire Hall. Third annual cornhole tournament and lunch and raffle happening there. Stop on by Super One because they have some specially marked cookies that if you purchase them, $2 from every package are going to go for the Park Falls summer book prizes to be awarded in the summer of 2024. So now through March 6th, which is what? Next Wednesday. So now through next Wednesday, go on in there. If you don't see any or you can't find them, just ask the bakery folks which ones they are and they'll point it to you and you'll get cookies and the library gets a little bit of money. That's a good thing. Well, the Park Falls American Legion, their 52-card Progressive 50-50 drawing,